You are listening to Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. Real Bible Answers is brought to you by the Life Heritage Radio Network and features international evangelist and Bible teacher, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
I'm glad you tuned in again to another edition of Real Bible Answers. The question today comes from Philge. He asks, "Dear Dr. Burton, I would like to know whether Eve was by herself when she ate the fruit, or if her husband was with her." Now, on the surface, this may seem like a trivial question. You see, many of us have been exposed to pictorial representations of certain biblical scenes, and with this one we can recall the picture of a serpent in an apple tree seemingly hypnotizing Eve as she picks the fruit and reluctantly eats. Adam is nowhere in the picture. However, I'm asking you today to shake those images out of your mind as we take a fresh look at the biblical text. Now, as we try to understand what's going on, I believe the first thing we need to consider is chronology. In other words, when did this happen? Now, on one level, it may seem that it happened on the very day in which they were created. However, given the fact that they appear to have become accustomed to communion with God in the evenings, as we see in chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, this is not likely. The truth is, my friends, we really don't know how much time passed between the initial creation and the event that we know as the fall. So let's get back to the text. Notice that the actual description of the consumption does not take place until the sixth verse of chapter 3. With this in mind, I believe that the answer to the question depends on the information that comes before. Now, as I read the text, it appears that the events recorded in the first five verses took place before the actual happenings of verses 6 and 7. Again, let's read the text again with fresh eyes. Notice that there is nowhere in the text that states that the serpent was in the tree. Look at it very carefully. It doesn't say it. In fact, when the serpent dialogues with Eve in verse 2, she is quick to point out to him the exact location of the forbidden tree, which suggests it is somewhere other than they are. At this point, it seems that Eve was probably alone with the serpent. Now, although the Bible doesn't say this, I'm assuming that there may have been more than one conversation with the serpent, enough to make Eve curious and doubtful. Now, on the actual day of the rebellion, the text suggests that the only people at the forbidden tree were Adam and Eve. There is no serpent mentioned. Now, for those who have been taken off guard, look again at verse 6. It explicitly states that the man was with the woman. This event probably took place sometime after the idea was placed in Eve's mind. Notice how in such few words the author paints the image of temptation. He says here, the fruit looked fresh and succulent. And further, she knew it would make her very wise. I can imagine, my friends, that Eve must have felt as if she couldn't help herself, as the serpent's persuasive marketing rhetoric incarnated itself into an act that would change humanity forever. And at that moment, she grabbed hold of the fruit, plucked it from its vine, and sunk her teeth into it as she sought satisfaction for her thirsty saliva glands and inquisitive soul. As the sweetness of the potent fruit permeated her being, she offered some of the same fruit to her bewildered husband, and caught up in that moment of adventure, he joined his wife in her lustful quest. The rest of the story is well known. The high was fleetingly temporary, and after a while, the sweet juices of the forbidden became bitter to the soul, as their combined conscience convicted them of their transgression. So what does this mean for us today? Well, I'm sure we can all agree that the devil still uses the same tactics. In his own way, he plants the seed of sinful desire in our minds and makes that which is forbidden seem so appealing. However, when we succumb to his wiles, the temporary thrill is followed by a season of emptiness. Many people fill that emptiness by going down the same road again and again and again, sinking deeper and deeper into sin. However, when we are tempted, Christ encourages us to turn to the one who is able to keep us from falling and to present us before his presence with exceeding joy. I pray that the one who is Emmanuel will be the one with us when we face temptation. I trust this helps. God bless you all.
I trust you were blessed by this edition of Real Bible Answers. To listen to other programs or to view some of the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. Feel free to email your questions to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. If you wish to give a donation, you may do so on our webpage, or you can send it by check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known.